From the GPB Newsroom, good Monday. I'm Ricky Bevington. As of noon today, state health officials tested 1.7% of Georgia citizens for coronavirus. 29,000 people have tested positive, and more than 1,200 Georgians are confirmed to have died of COVID-19. Even with some businesses reopening and a statewide shelter-in-place order lifted, the coronavirus outbreak continues to keep Georgia courts from returning to normal. Georgia Supreme Court Chief Justice Harold Melton today announced he's extending a statewide judicial emergency through mid-June. That means civil and criminal jury trials will continue to be on hold. No jurors or grand jurors will be called to serve. In a statement, Melton said, quote, "The courts are different from most private establishments and public places in that we compel people to attend court proceedings, and that requires us to be extra cautious." The University Board of Regents is rejecting calls to allow students to opt for a pass-fail grading system for the spring semester. The Regents say students should rise to the challenges brought by coronavirus shutting down campuses. The Athens Banner-Herald reports some students say they're struggling to complete coursework for reasons including poor internet service or being in different time zones from their classmates and professors. Grades are due a week from today for the University of Georgia. One of the country's first test sites for a COVID-19 vaccine is Emory University. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
The COVID-19 vaccine trial enrolled local participants and recently expanded to include those over age 55. Norman Holm joined the study when that happened. He says he's grateful he got the opportunity to help.
I think to participate is an honor for me. I think everyone wants to do their part with obviously this horrible global pandemic.
Holm received one shot of the vaccine, mRNA-1273, and experienced no significant side effects. Once he receives the second vaccine, researchers will monitor him for about a year. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.
Another Atlanta contractor faces prison time for bribing a city official under the Kasim Reed administration. Atlanta Airport Shuttle Services CEO Hayat Choudhary pleaded guilty to federal charges of paying $20,000 to a city procurement official in May 2017. It was for a lucrative restaurant contract serving transportation drivers who serve airport passengers. In 2018, Atlanta Chief Procurement Officer Adam Smith was sentenced to taking bribes. Have you been having extra vivid dreams lately? Well, you're not alone. Researchers say the pandemic is changing both what and how we dream.
In the dream, the police showed up. The officer asked, "What do I do for work?" So I tell him I work in healthcare. Everyone ran away from me.
Share how your dreams have changed with GPB's On Second Thought. Leave a voicemail at 404-500-9047. Or go to our website, gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.